Speaker, the President of the United States.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Mom and Dad, last month a girl in Lincoln, Rhode Island sent me a letter. It began, "Dear George W. Bush, if there's anything you know, please send me a letter. P.S. Kick my ass. Dick is a killer." It began the end of June in the Casablanca. Vice President Cheney, he showed the way. Terrified and innocent, the desire growing stronger, submitting to the whim of one brutal man. I feel free. Dick is a killer. I feel free. Last August the 11th, on the deck of a carrier in the Pacific, I gave to you my complete commitment, and it is right. I love you, and I do not want to lose you. My purposes are just and true. Activity is increasing, and Dick is on the rise. By executive order, we're on the manhunt aboard the Starship Enterprise. The once all-powerful ruler of Iraq was found in a hole. President Clinton fucked it. True. President Clinton fucked it. And farmers felt the sorrow. Yes, farmers felt the sorrow. I feel free. Farmers felt the sorrow. And one reason is clear. Dick is a killer. 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 Dick. Fuck yourself. Kick my ass. And I want you. It's difficult to talk about. And I want you, because you set me free. And I want you, and I want you, and I want you, just as surely as Dick is a killer. 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 Dick. And this bitch's voice must be heard. A sex change is the only certain way to preserve the sanctity of marriage. We are living in historic times. We are living in a time of great change. Our leadership and resolve can light the way for others. And having come this far, and in the unfolding of the years, this country has a new friend called Shirley W. Bush.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
May God continue to bless America. Word. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free. I feel free.
Dick is a killer.
I feel free. Fuck it.
I'm recording now.
What?
Do the intro.
Huh?
Do the intro.
Do the intro?
Yeah, you do it.
What's the intro?
What episode is this?
Are we recording?
We're recording right now.
Alright, thanks for the warning. And, I guess this is episode 12.
Okay, so welcome to DC Mets Radio, episode 12, where we don't have any material.
It could be 13.
Could be 13. We're not sure.
Go check the site.
I don't have time to check the site. You can start talking, I'll
check the site. I'll talk.
Okay.
Okay, so this is episode X. In a few minutes, we'll figure out what X is. Last week's episode, X is disappeared, so I got replied from someone and we tried to record something. I was supposed to put it up that Friday night, but if anyone listened to it, you know how tired I was, so I just fell asleep. Seriously, right after I saved it as a wave, fell asleep. So that was a day late, and the episode 11, so I'm guessing it's 13, 2 weeks ago, episode 11 was put up, and somehow whenever I was mixing it, it got saved as episode 11.mp3.mp3. And I noticed that it had mp3 in there twice, and I was supposed to change it on the server. I thought I did, but I guess I didn't, so everyone was like, oh, it's down. But no one told me until I was uploading the next episode. Now it's working, in case anyone wants to know. I guess if Crash is still listening, he can stop working, because I've already figured out that this is episode 13. I guess he's not listening.
I'm listening.
Alright.
It's loading. The site's slow right now.
How is it taking forever to load, dude? It's like just an index.
Yeah, listen to the talk. Oh, my internet seems to be down. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, it's episode 13.
Okay, it's just episode 13, alright?
Yes.
Alright, well, in recent news, Reflex let us get a bunch of computers from him, right?
Yeah, he had a whole bunch of 486s and Pentium 1s and even older than that he was giving away. He was going to trash them, but he just gave them away to whoever would get a ride to his house.
Yeah, I got a monitor and,
Why don't you go ahead and tell everyone what happened with the monitor you got?
Well, I plugged the thing in backwards and the pin broke, alright?
Oh, okay. Right. Now, see, they make it shaped like, I'm not good at math, so I don't know what it's called. You know, it's a one-way kind of thing. If it doesn't fit the other, it's not going to go in. Somehow you plugged it in backwards and broke it. How did you manage that?
Well, I shoved it in. I don't know, I just did.
What do you like? Backwards. You just start yelling, you won't like me when I'm angry, you turn green, and just went right in? Because it's not going to fit in.
Well, it's bent, and now when I turn on my monitor, it has, like, lines going down it. It's all fucked up, so.
Really?
Someone
has never guessed that that wouldn't have worked.
Scratch that monitor, and so if anyone has any ideas on what I can do with a monitor that worked, except if the connector's bad, you can email.
I think if it can't be fixed, I know what you should do.
Well, I'm going to get another one from Reflex, most likely.
Well, you should find a really high building and throw it off, and let me record it. That would sound like you're pretty good.
Huh?
Yes? No?
Talk louder.
I think you should throw the broken one off, like a building.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Really?
The gas escapes, it's like a hissing sound. Pretty cool.
Alright, well, you should have got a video of it, because I'd like to see that.
That's when I used to live in my old house. I don't know where any buildings are if they don't care about you throwing shit off us now.
Oh, well. Okay, I have a new one you can do it, but because I'm pretty sure you can't fix that. And if it can be fixed, no one email him, because I want to see him break it.
I'm not going to record it. I don't have a video camera.
I do. I would record it. It would be good.
Record it throwing off a building. Okay, well, I'll think about that.
Alright.
But, I've gotten like 4 or 5 486s from Reflex, and,
Alright, I have a cool question.
What?
Were they all mid towers, or did you get like the, flat old school desktop?
I got some of the desktop ones too.
Alright.
I got like one that had a sticker on it saying mail server and some other things. But, most of them work. Power supply's dead on one. But, so I switched it with the power supply, and, for some reason, it's the motherboard, like, it just, like, I don't know what's wrong with it. Like, the floppy drive thing would make, like, 2 clicking sounds, and then it would never turn on or anything, and all the RAM was good. I mean, I switched parts all around, but I still couldn't figure out what was wrong. But,
maybe you should throw that one off the building, too.
Well, I've got one that works completely, and I just got my mini IDE to IDE, regular IDE converter in the mail, because I have a laptop hard drive from an old Toshiba satellite laptop, which is 4 gig, and I'm most likely going to install some Linux distribution, an old distribution, so I can run a war game here. But on the topic of war games, my dad, where he works, he told one of his friends that I was wanting to run a war game. And the guy goes, oh, yeah, those are fun. I used to do those all the time when I was their school days or whatever, and he said he used to read the 2600 magazine, and, like, the phone company called his parents and told him to stop war dialing and all that crap, and he said that he has old Sun servers and Spark servers and stuff that he's probably going to give me. So I got to, like, you know, keep annoying my dad to make sure he remembers to get that guy to give me those computers, because those would be pretty cool to run a war game on. So I'm probably going to set up a Tampa war game for the Tampa area sometime soon, I hope to. But if anyone has any ideas on what distribution that's nice and easy to install yet, pretty insecure. I was thinking about, like, Red Hat 5 or 7. I really did those, because it's kind of more hard to find a Red Hat ISOs than other distributions. But Kibble, he was wanting to set up a lane game, as he called it, also. I don't believe he has yet, but,
I don't believe he wanted everyone to know about that.
Oh. Sorry, Kibble.
Oops.
But
there goes the cat.
But he wanted to, me and him were talking about it, and he said, wouldn't it be a lot easier if someone made a distribution made just for war games? And I'm like, yeah, that would be a really kick-ass idea. And he came up with that saying, like, in the distribution, it could be maybe, like, a lot, you know how Mavics, how once you reboot, it all goes back to how it was kind of thing?
Yeah.
Well, they could have, like, a live war game distribution where you could do a hard drive install, and so you let people hack it, and there's, like, an option on what level of security to put on it, and all the different things, and so you could, you know, make a war game very easily with any computer, which I think was a really good idea, and would be really cool. But I don't know if there is a distribution for that. No, shit. But I don't think there's a distribution for that, but that would be a cool distribution. And I'm sure someone could take on the project, because I know Nopix has a make-your-own live distribution or whatever. Because I know a lot of people who take Nopix and make, like, Nopix STD and all that other stuff.
Alright, so it's my turn?
Huh?
My turn?
Yeah, your turn. Say something.
Something. I went to Reflexes House 2, and I got there a day early because someone decided scuba diving was a good idea.
Well, I had to scuba dive, right? I was planned ahead. What do you want?
Yeah, so I got probably the better end of the deal, since I got to look over everything first. Durables came with me. I believe I left, well, I know I left with this 46 that, has the Microsoft mail server. It worked pretty good. Just turned it on, and it boots into DOS 6 and can't connect to the internet, so it gets all pissy. The other one is, I don't know what it was, but it was, wait, hold on, here's the front of it.
Talk a little louder.
A little bit louder.
Perfect.
The Digital Ventures 466 is what it says it is, and it's the one that caught on fire.
Caught on fire?
Yeah, when I say caught on fire, I mean I turned it on and it got past post and said that there's no operating system. Okay, now I turn around and I start typing in IRC. All of a sudden I hear pop, like real loud pop, I'm not going to like demonstrate. And the monitor just blacks out and it has a little white and then goes into the center and it's black. You know, like it's just dead. I'm like, oh god, this 15-inch monitor, it's pretty cool. It just died on me.
You had a 6-inch monitor?
Huh?
You had a 6-inch monitor?
You say 6?
Yeah, what did you say?
No, I said 15.
Oh, I thought you said 6.
No, 15-inch monitor. It's a Gateway 2000 something something. Anyway, I thought it was dead, and I was kind of sad because the monitor was kind of cool.
Same here, I thought my monitor was kind of cool too.
You broke yours.
Yeah.
It works. Anyway, back to Zen catching on fire. Alright, so I turn around and start typing IRC. I was getting ready to say, oh man, the monitor just crapped out. But then I hear like 5 or 6 pops in a row. I turn around and I have the cover off of it. And smoke just starts rolling out of it. And then it pops one last time and I see it coming out of the power supply. Now there's a lot more smoke.
How long was the computer on before it caught on fire?
About a minute.
Oh,
and all of a sudden it starts going crazy and smoke rolling out of it and stuff, and I pulled the power, and like, I'll never screw in the monitor plugs because I move things around a lot, so I just ripped everything out of the back of it and just like ran out the door and threw it on the, like on the ground pretty much, so just tossed it and went back inside and said, screw this, I'm not messing with it anymore. By the way, that's the first computer I've ever had, you know, catch on fire, so it was kind of freaky. I was like, oh God, what do I do? So my solution was to throw it away. But it turns out that I'm pretty sure the only thing that got hurt was just the power supply. Because I took the hard drive out and put it in a different box. I was thinking, oh, this isn't going to work. I'll always see what it says. And all of a sudden, Windows 95 boots up. And it says, enter the administrator password. And I just wrote admin. And it let me in. It said, loading DCI something something.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's in a different box, it's trying to load all these drivers that it doesn't have. So it was getting kind of pissy about that. So I just shut it off. But anyway, that one works. I haven't tested the RAM yet, but I'm pretty sure it works. Processor should still be good.
Why not, how big's the hard drive?
The hard drive is 325 megabytes.
Why don't you format the hard drive and reinstall a minimalist Linux distribution?
Because I want to play with Windows 95 first.
Yeah.
I have this other 586 box, and it had a 1 gig hard drive in it with Windows 95.
Yeah.
I tried to format it and put Slack 10 on it, you know, in Slack packages so that it would fit in a gig. Well, less than a gig. I was shooting for 500 megs. If anybody has any advice on, like, what's important to make it work, I could really use that because what I selected, it wouldn't boot. So, yeah. That's kind of broke. I also got this case that didn't have anything in it. And I had a sticky note on it, said too old to care. I just took it because it's a good project box. It's kind of empty inside. I could stick whatever I wanted in there. Got a couple of keyboards, some floppy drives, and one 5.5 floppy drive. That's pretty much all I got from there, so I've got some hardware to work with. I still don't know what I want to do with it, but it's here. Anybody have any suggestions for something cool to do? I guess that's it. You can talk for a little while.
Well,
I need a drink.
Okay, well, you go get a drink, and I'll talk about Pearl.
Well, I have the drink right here.
I bought the Pearl in 21 Days book by Sam's at Barnes & Noble, and it's a great book. I haven't gotten past day 3, but that's not because it's difficult. It's because I'm lazy. And it's not because that I'm too lazy to do it. It's because, you know, I just haven't done it. So I kind of am lazy, but I don't know. Alright, whatever. But it seems really interesting, and I've already written the Cookie Monster program and some other echoing functions and stuff, but it's pretty simple stuff, but so far I've seen Perl as a really easy language, and you can do almost anything in Perl. Again, it doesn't have, like, GUI...
Yeah, it does.
TCL, you have to use TCL though. Right?
I don't know enough to answer this accurately. I'll just say, yeah, it does.
You can just refactor. I know this for a fact, I can swear. You can, like, bitch me out if I'm wrong, but I know for a fact that Perl, in its native form, does not have graphic, like, user interface possibilities. You have to use a TCL add-on stuff, and TCL is not really a language, it's like some stuff, it's weird. But you can, but it's difficult.
Alright, I don't know enough to argue this, but all I know is Hackburn was written in Perl, and it has a GUI.
That's true.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know.
Here in DTNF, we spout our communist propagandist ideas, and we don't care what anyone else says.
Yeah, I'm wrong. I don't care.
You're right.
Yeah. So, yeah, Perl's kind of cool. I've been reading that book, too. I didn't actually buy the hard copy, but, yeah. It's a good book.
Yeah.
Perl, read that book.
But, I have a question.
me or to everyone?
To you. To everyone, but it's not really a question that we can answer. It's a question that we can just talk about. Where are all these people coming from? In the IRC channel for Tampa, we've had more members or new people coming in the last week than ever.
Yeah. I've been kind of wondering that, too.
Yeah.
One day, this guy, I don't remember many of their names. I'm not good with names. But anyway,
Leaper? Or Bleeper?
No, it was one of the other guys. That's with a C. I remember I yelled at him because I can't use tag completion anymore for your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came in one day, I was like, wow, that's kind of cool, we got another person. The next day, Bleeper comes in.
Yeah.
And now, I was, like, 2 days ago.
No, Cruiser, you mean.
More people in there, Will, and whoever the other person
is. Cruiser, Bleeper, Will, Clipper, Wolf.
We won't go there.
We're not going to go there. Clipper, you're a noob. If he gets...
Oh, crap. Can you do me a favor real quick?
What?
Can you find him?
Why?
He was supposed to record with us today.
He was supposed to be on the show?
Yeah, I promised him he would be on this show.
He could be on the next show.
Oh, I promised him...
My internet's down, I'm telling you. I'm all disconnected from all the channels.
Okay, well, I told him he would be on episode, like, 4. And then he kept disappearing. I told him, stick around. At least try and find him. Because I told him...
He wasn't in IRC when I was, all right? So he's not on this show. He'll be on the next one.
Look on AIM. He could be on...
I'm signed off. So all that stuff's disconnecting and fucking up. I don't know why.
Okay. So, we'll just assume he's not around.
He isn't around.
Okay. So... Yeah. All these people just coming out of nowhere. And then the people that I know that are around here, like Ill Pimp, where is he? He's never around.
He's
busy, but...
Oslo is mysterious.
I talked to him once for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It was in Hackamind. Right whenever... I believe it was 2 meetings ago. I was like, he's going to come? He's like, I'm kind of busy tonight. And then he left. So I've talked to him once.
Maybe he's a Fed.
He could be. That's him. He's a Fed.
I don't know, man, but he just comes and disappears too much.
Yep. And then Darth, he never comes in there anymore. He has auto op and he hasn't used it, and I believe.
Darth and Elmer. Were they at the last meeting?
No, they haven't been. I believe they might have been at the second one. I wasn't there. I got home a little bit too late. But they might have been at the second one. They haven't been there since. Same with Elmer.
They come together. They're friends.
Yeah. They're pretty cool. They should show up more often. Although Mac can be listening to this, so... So, here's a temp for Darth. If anyone's looking for web hosting, Darth has this company that he runs. It's kind of cool. Prices are decent. Good space.
What's it called?
Yeah, I'm kind of rambling on while I find it. It's called element9.net. So, yeah, everyone should check that out if you're looking for a cool web host.
Decent hosting for a good deal.
Yeah, it's like $5 and you get a gig of good space and 10 gigs of bandwidth. Pretty good. And the guy is local, so I can talk to him. I don't have to, like, email some guy or call him up across the country.
Right.
Yep. So, all these people need to come hang out so there's someone to talk to.
Come to the meeting, you mean?
Yeah, come to the meetings too, but...
Come to the channel?
More importantly, get on the channel, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm open to trilling up right now so that I can, you know, shout out some other people that need to show up.
Well, Kiesler has never been on GTMF Radio. Oh, yes, he has. Remember.
Yeah, he has. Remember the episode that,
He's recorded an episode.
Yeah, all my stuff just crapped out and we had nothing. Yep. Is this list of people that are supposed to be on the show, or just local people that need to start hanging out?
No, it's both.
Okay. I'm trying to look through this list.
Is Durapulse banned from the show?
Huh?
Durapulse is banned from the show, correct?
Yeah, Durapulse is banned from the show. His voice is just impossible to record. The only drive, that guy. I've talked to him once. He's a gamer in Lakeland. He needs to start hanging out more. He's kind of cool. He's into Xbox gaming, I believe. He needs to show up.
Yep.
And I'm probably going to get yelled at for forgetting his name. The guy that does Arch Radio.
Splitman?
No. It's,
Wow. I know Split Mode is local. Oh, no, that's Split Mode.
Split Mode is like in Arizona, dude.
Yeah, never mind. No, that was totally the wrong name. It's, Shit. I forgot his name, too.
No, we should take some time and try to remember it, because he's going to be mad if we don't remember it now that I mentioned the show. I'm just having a moment where I can't remember anything.
It starts with an F, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I had an email from him.
Yep. I wonder if it's in the ID3 tag for a show. Yeah, we need to figure this out quick. This is kind of some dead air.
I don't think we know
him. Spinsane. Yep, him. Spinsane.
Spinsane, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, sorry.
See, it's supposed to start with an F.
But, yeah. You need to show him. He's pretty cool. His radio show. Good show. Arch Radio on, I think it's acid.org.
Yeah.
Radio. Alright, well, if we're done with this little rant on people that need to show up, let's move along to something else.
I don't think we really have anything else, and I think it's time to end the show.
Oh, I have something.
Okay, let's go.
I don't really know how to explain how I found this without being made fun of, so I'll just move off that topic.
It's okay, everyone makes fun of you, just go ahead.
Anyway, if anyone was interested in a program to record what you're doing on your desktop, you know, for like tutorial purposes or showing, I don't know, anything, so let's say someone asks how to install something and for some reason they can't figure it out or can't configure it.
What were you using this program for?
Huh?
What were you doing this program for?
To record games that can't be recorded with Fraps.
Oh.
Fraps, FRAPS, records OpenGL.
So what's so embarrassing about how you found it?
It's a different game that I'd rather not say that I play.
Oregon Trail?
Oregon Trail, I've been playing that. That's kind of cool.
I don't know what... There's so many things about you that we can all laugh at that I don't even want to go into. For your sanity.
Okay, I'll just leave this alone and keep talking. So anyway... since Fraps records OpenGL stuff, there's some games, you know, that you play online in a browser that aren't OpenGL, they're Java. So you would use this program to record them, for instance. Or, you know, back, since it's a Windows app, there are going to be people that don't know how to install or configure something. It's not like a text file that you can send them. So you just record, you click on the right options, get it working, and then send the file to them. And hopefully they can open Windows Media Player and watch it. But, like I said, it records what you're doing. It can record either the whole desktop, a whole window, or part of a window.
Is it like, have you seen those hacking videos from that Swedish or Danish site? It's screen captures of different things.
Screen? No, I don't know what you're talking about, so I guess not.
Well, I'm sure some people do, and it's like, they have techno going on. It's just a screen capture of someone, like, showing how to denial of service, and there's no one, like, telling that brute forcing.
Well, this isn't screen capture. It's, like, video at whatever frame per second is defined. Like, it can be, I think, up to 50 or 60 frames, but I know it does 30. So we'll just say the max is 30 frames per second. So you can record, frame rate right here. It's either automatic or custom, and the default custom is 10. So you can have it record at whatever quality you want.
Cool.
Yeah. It's called Camtasia Studio from TechSmith. CamtaSIA.
Is this only for Windows?
Yeah, it's for Windows only.
Sure.
I don't think it'll work in Wine.
Yeah.
It looks like it's pretty complex. I don't think Wine will take it. It will record audio. Like, if you're doing something that has audio, it'll record that too, or you can add audio over it. It's pretty easy to edit things. It's just like Windows Movie Maker. If anyone's ever used that hard program, you just like select what you want to take out and stuff and Yeah, pretty easy. You can export at all kinds of different like formats. I believe it's Windows Media Video, AVI, MPEG, I believe, Flash, GIF. There's a lot of stuff. Pretty much anything you need, it will export as.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're using Fraps to record video, like I recorded a 30-second race of Need for Speed Underground, just a 30-second drag race. I was going to send it to you guys so you could watch it. It was 110 megs with audio, 15 frames per second. So it would look like crap, and it was huge. Now, I believe that's uncompressed AVI, and I don't have anything to compress it.
Where in your videos?
Huh?
Use some codecs or something.
I just said that I didn't have anything to compress it.
Why not?
Because I didn't look around.
It's just you're lazy.
Okay, well, this one will fix it. Now, we did try and record Need for Speed Underground to see if it would work, and whenever you're trying to record it, kind of crashes Need for Speed Underground, but anyway, it would make it smaller. We've recorded other games, 30-second long, and they're like 4 or 5 megs. So, you can record all kinds of stuff with it. Again, that's Camtasia Studio. I believe it's a couple hundred dollars, but there's a 30-day trial on the site. And I'm sure everyone knows what to do with that. So we won't even go there. Alright? I believe that's all I got. So.
Well, I think we're done. Is that any shout-outs? I think we already did the shout-out segment.
No, that was people that need to come to the meeting.
Oh. Well, shout-out to Swirls and the DDP Hub, which is ddphub.no-ip.com.
Yeah, it's ddphub.no-ip. You said no dot ip.
Wait, did I have a dash?
Okay, it'll be in the show notes.
Oh, I also promised Young Brain that I would shout out NXR Radio, and he also wants to be featured on the show. So we'll have a episode with Young Brain and G-Virus, Clipper, where they can battle for airtime, I guess, I don't know.
And in the episode after this, I want everyone to pay special attention to what happens after the outro. It could happen. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's either going to be next episode or the episode after that. Just pay attention.
What?
Pay attention to what comes after the outro. There's going to be a special ending to the show.
Are you going to tell me this after the show or something?
Well, you already know, but yes, I'm not going to say it right now.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're going to need to remind me.
All right. Shouts to Kizzle and DJ Mollusk.
If anyone, on the topic of Kizzle, are we taking up a lot of room on Hacker Media? Huh?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
We used to be, because you would host everything you felt like there. I've been going through deleting most of it. At one point, we were around 300 megs, and that's back when we only had 5 shows. So, 5 megs each, that's about 25 megs. Plus images, 30 megs. There's 250 megs of crap.
Hey, I like my hard drive space, okay?
I won't go there, but now it's just the show, so we should be good.
Okay,
also,
cool.
I believe we're going to have to stop hosting every single episode on the server, so if anyone wants to put up a mirror of the first, I don't know, 5 or 6 episodes, that'd be pretty cool. Shout and a link.
Email.
Box.
Our email is dtmfradio@gmail.com.
Yeah, so email. Sure. There's your bird.
Yeah, it's my bird.
I guess that's it.
Okay, the intro music is, Dick is a Killer, and the outro music will be either Fuzzy Math, I think it will be. So you haven't heard those songs yet, but they'll be a treat, alright? Alright. Late.
Bye.
Fuzzy Math. It's Fuzzy Math. fuzzy math. I'm practicing fuzzy math. So a lot of times we need to fudge the numbers and not tell the truth. For diplomacy to be effective, lies must be prevalent. The best way to win an election is deliberate deception. Same thing happened in 2000. George Bush lost, and I know that. But let me just tell you what the facts are. After my plan is in place, the wealthiest Americans won't pay any tax at all. I came to this office to serve corporate America. We must pass problems on to others. Now is the time to give corporations the people's money. And President George W. Bush will damn the consequences. What I care about is money. I want that corporate soft money. More money. I also want to get some federal money. Federal money. Your money. More money. More money is needed, and I spend more money. It's money that my administration has borrowed, loading up IOUs for future generations. And you know what? We have spent the surplus. I mean, the idea is, it's time to bust this economy. Let's get it done, once and for all. Fuzzy math. It's fuzzy math. Fuzzy math. I'm practicing fuzzy math. So a lot of times we need to fudge the numbers and not tell the truth. For diplomacy to be effective, lies must be credible. I urge Congress to join me in advancing fraud by weakening standards and accountability. We will continue to produce corporate scandals. I'm against working people. And tonight I also announce exports of jobs are on the rise. I came to this office to serve corporate America. We must pass problems on to others. Now is the time to give corporations the people's money. And President George W. Bush will damn the consequences. So I signed a law that's going to hurt our economy. We will take defending measures against progress and pluralism to help wealthy people get ahead. With unemployment rising, yet it's not growing fast enough. And Congress must provide the funds to punish every worker in America. In my view, it's the riskiest of all options. After my plan is in place, all poor seniors will pay a higher percentage of taxes. We've got an economy that's not as unfair as it should be. In my mind, there is no doubt. My plan is a drag on our economy. I want to empower the wealthiest Americans because they want a better rate of return. And the poorest of Americans must be responsible. Much of our job growth will be found in the American military. But its goal is making money.